The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. You are invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And whatever it is you want to discuss, of course, goes. We're in the middle of talking about Bernie Sanders, who is doing very, very well in polling here in New Hampshire. He's, I believe, last I heard, and then this was just a day or so ago, had a 22%, I guess, or he was 22 points higher in a poll than Hillary Clinton.
It says he's here in New Hampshire. He's 10 points over Hillary Clinton. I don't know if there's an overall poll or something.
I don't know
if they're breaking that. I think they're just breaking it down in the states right now. I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter.
So what you brought this up for was because the Wall Street Journal has run the numbers, and they've determined that it would cost $18 trillion over a decade to implement Bernie Sanders' campaign promises of free school and free Medicare and or medical care, et cetera.
Social Security overhaul.
We'll keep breaking it down here with the Wall Street Journal in a moment, but let's go first to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Matthew is on the line in Austin, Texas, via Skype. Hello, Matthew.
Good evening.
Hey there.
So this whole Bernie Sanders thing where he's talking about giving people free college,
yeah.
Has he ever said just how free he means? I mean, I look at it this way. So I went to college twice.
He says free public college. I think that all private colleges are still going to have to deal with whether they have to deal with.
So run them out of business. But they, I went to college twice, and the first time I had scholarships. It was actually in Florida, and they had I think it was called the Bright Futures Scholarship.
Yeah, I got one of those.
If you went to high school and in Florida and you did well enough, they would pay for college. I think it was up to 75% or something like that.
Yep.
And then I financed the rest with financial aid. And I just wasn't that motivated to do well and didn't and ended up dropping out. And then later in life, I decided that I did want a college degree. But this time when I went back, I did take out student loans, but I knew that I was on the hook for those loans, and so I was much more motivated
to get it done.
To get it done, exactly. In fact, I even broke down, based on the tuition that I would pay per credit hour, exactly how much each class would cost was costing me. So every time I thought about not going for whatever reason, I would say, well, I'm essentially losing $84 if I don't go to class and get the value out of that class that I'm paying for. And so if...
Uh-oh. He had just...
Oh, wow. I was about to tell him that when I was his age, I used to break it down into Frosties.
Frosties?
Like Wendy's Frosties. So that would have been 84 Frosties. Or Bean Burritos.
Yeah.
Because those are the... You know,
oh, my God.
Wow, that was too bad.
That was my computer. It just crashed.
Are we still on the air?
Sorry, dude. No, we're still on the air. We're not dependent on Windows, whether we're on the air. It's just Skype is dependent on that computer, and that was a blue screen of death right there.
Was that Windows 10 or is that the old Windows?
Windows 10.
Oh, wow, that's one more reason for me not to install the stupid thing.
Yeah, it's been all right so far,
Is it coming back up, or are you going to wait till
the
break?
It's going to be a while. We're going to we'll have to get him back. Anyway, what were you going to tell him? He may still be listening.
Well, he was talking about. I wanted to ask him whether he was in a private school, a state school, or you know, or whether it was a public school. Because I know that. I guess community schools are kind of public.
I did get one of these Bright Futures scholarships he was talking about as well, because I was also in Florida and my college age. And I suspect it would only be valid at a state school. That's just my guess. I don't see why. I don't think they would pay 75% of the tuition for a really expensive private school.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to experience both private, state-run, and the community college. But I started in the community college, and it was just, I mean, tons different. I mean, the people, lots of older individuals, lots of people who were just getting off of work. or they had their kids, you know, being taken care of, you know, across the street. And I felt like it was a great learning experience for me. But then I went to the state school in Tennessee, and all it was, you know, under 20-year-olds. And it was horrible. These people, these kids were idiots. I mean, they didn't care. Most of them were liberal artists, by the way. They didn't know what they were about. They didn't have plans. They were just there to, because, you know, it was expected of them. And a lot of them got...
It's a terrible reason to go to college.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, go work at the grocery store for another couple of years and feel the pain and figure out what you want to do with yourself. And then, you know, once you've had a couple of years to sit on it, especially now when you consider kids are taking so long to grow up. I mean, they really are.
Well, that's part of the government's fault, too, right? Because they prevent young people from having responsibilities, and
it's the schools, it's minimum wage. I mean, there's lots of reasons why young people would not want to grow up, or are unable to grow up in a timely manner.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. I mean, if you want to get a job at age 14, you can legally do it, but nobody will hire you because the government prevents you from working more than a certain number of hours without a break, and you've got to get you've got to be let out before school starts, or you have to be home by a certain time because of school, and so it makes it very, very difficult for anybody.
And you got transportation to worry about. I mean, are you going to be able to get a driver's license in a timely manner? New Hampshire is horrible when it comes to driver's license for young people. There's a huge fine, a fee that they have to pay for under 18-year-olds.
Matthew is back.
Oh, right. Matthew.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we have you now. It wasn't your fault. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I don't know where you left off.
We were just vamping about college and how they basically it's a scam, and that, you know, they're essentially not preparing people effectively for life, and they're not, you know, they're just running people through this mill ultimately, and a lot of the students that go there, they don't even know what they want to do, and they're just there because they're supposed to be, supposedly.
I liked community college. I did not like state college at all. I thought it was horrible. University sucked.
Yeah, absolutely. I Austin Community College here is one of the best community colleges in the country, and I had a much more enriching experience educationally there as I prepared to go to traditional four-year university, and I was really disappointed when I got to four-year university because I felt like if I had gone to community college first originally and not gone to a four-year university, which I went to the University of Central Florida. I think you guys wanted to know if I was at a state school or not. It was at UCF. Mm-hmm. And
that state scholarship wouldn't have been good at a private school, right?
I don't think so. I think it had to be a state school or a community college. But if I had gone to community college originally, I probably would have graduated the first time around just because it's at least at this community college. I can't say if I had gone to, say, like Palm Beach Community College, which is where I was going to high school in that area, or at like Valencia Community College in Orange County, Florida, if it would have been the same as Austin Community College. But, you know, I guess I will never know.
Yeah, I think at a community college, you don't get distracted by all the college-y things, right? Like, so I don't have the experience of university because I only went to 2 years of community college, and honestly, I wish I hadn't. But, you know, it wasn't so bad. It was like high school with cigarettes, but a little bit more fun. The food was better at the community college. And, you know, at least I did not get to know any of my co-students generally. There was like maybe a couple that I kind of got to know over the time. But, you know, you're not sleeping in the same place.
Yeah, that's
with
not
people.
Why you're there.
Right.
You're not there to meet these people. You're there to learn something.
There's no fraternities or sororities or any of that like college crap that goes on that is such a big, I think, distraction from actually learning something. So I got to agree.
Absolutely. It's designed for people who have other things going on in their lives.
That's right.
And are still be able to get a decent education. Now, I'm a big proponent of community college. I definitely think it's the way to go. It's more economical if you're going to go to college. There are always going to be state requirements such as, you know, math, English, and other requirements that they're going to have before you're allowed to enter a major. And so why not just take those for a lower cost at a community college where you'll actually learn something rather than be at a university surrounded by you know, drugs and booze and women and then all the other distractions of university life.
Excellent points. And it'll be cheaper overall as well if you're going to go to college, and I'm not so sure about that in general. Hey, thanks, Matthew, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And thanks for calling back. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, whether it's your experience with the education system, your thoughts on Bernie Sanders, or whatever you want to discuss. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Save at purse.com. Maybe you need to buy a new computer. You had too many blue screens of death. Well, you can go and get 20% off of pretty much anything you want at Amazon. Maybe even more than 20% off. My most recent purchase, 40% off at Amazon. I got a Blu-ray after Wes Craven died. I picked up one of his movies on Blu-ray, People Under the Stairs. You ever seen that one, Conan?
I have not. I'm not a big...
You don't like the horror movies?
I'm not a horror film guy.
People Under the Stairs, I guess it is a horror movie, but it's not like a gore fest. Or whatever. It's not like one of those kind of horror movies. It's just more of like a scary, creepy kind of movie. Anyway, great movie. I got it at 40% off from saveatpurse.com. The trick is you got to pay with Bitcoin. You don't have Bitcoin, you don't get the discounts. And you can get some serious discounts with saveatpurse.com. Pretty much whatever you need to buy on Amazon, average price discount is 20% off. If you're patient, you're willing to wait a few hours or a few days, you can really get some serious discounts. I will not get anything less than 20% off at saveatpurse.com because I'm willing to wait if necessary. But even at 20%, it usually doesn't take more than just a couple hours for your order to get fulfilled, in my experience.
If, of course, you're the guy who buys thing on Amazon that he doesn't really need, Mr. Wes Craven Blu-ray over here. I mean, true. if you really need something, if I need toner for my printer, can I sit on it for 2 days or an hour?
Well, you don't
have
to do it that way. You can always do purse instant and just save 5% right there.
Okay, boom. So there is a you know,
yeah,
little bit.
I've never actually tried purse instant, but I know people who have used it. And so, yeah, then you don't have to wait at all. You get the instant gratification of 5% off your Amazon purchases, and you can still usually get really fast shipping. It's awesome. Saveatpurse.com. Our toll-free number is 855-453. So, Conan, you were sharing with us the Wall Street Journal. Actually, it was from Reason.com and their summary of the Wall Street Journal's breakdown on Bernie Sanders. $18 trillion is the number the Wall Street Journal came up with as far as what it would take over a 10-year time frame to fulfill his promises.
Right, and the bulk of that, of course, is the single-payer program, which everyone loves because it makes so much sense.
It's a terrible idea.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. The $15 trillion number comes from a similar proposal in Congress for a single-payer system.
Look, if you think health care is bad now, wait till it's free.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. There's no better way to burn the house down than to make something as big as health care is.
Is that
in
a burning
country.
Joke? Is that a pun?
It works. It
okay.
Yeah. anyways, single-payer, I guess it was first introduced by Representative John Conyers of Michigan, which comes with that price tag. Sanders declined an interview request from the Journal, but the paper spoke to his policy director, Warren Gunnels, who called the $15 trillion number for a single-payer system alone a fair estimate. So they're not denying it. That number alone is just, I mean, you can't be in your right mind if you think that number is plausible.
But Conan, they can just turn on the printing presses and print out the money. What's the big deal? What's with $15 trillion when you've got a printing press?
All you have is break more windows and put the people to work digging holes. I mean, it makes so much sense.
So just to briefly explain that, the reason why you don't want to just turn on the printing press is because every time you inflate the money supply, you actually make people poorer.
And the very people who he is supposedly working for, the little people, the poor people, are hurt the most. Everyone's hurt, but inflation hurts the people lower on the scale than anyone
Absolutely.
Else. So he is clearly, there's the meme that goes around that Bernie needs to pick up a book on economics and study up, because he obviously has never done so. I mean, he is clearly...
Well, why bother when you can get elected based on promises like this?
That's how it works.
If your goal is to seek power, then you make promises like Bernie Sanders is making, and people will fall all over themselves to help you out.
Yeah. Bread and circuses. That's how you win these things. Gunnels defended the high cost of Sanders' proposals by calling them very reasonable, given the problems that are out there. The explanation is disingenuous. President Obama and supporters of Obamacare insisted Americans were dying in the streets as if it were a Victorian England because there wasn't enough government intervention in healthcare or whatever. When Democrats controlled the White House and both houses of Congress, Obama spent most of the political capital he earned from his landslide victory pushing Obamacare, not immigration reform or police reform or rolling back the war on terror. If $15 trillion over 10 years is a reasonable cost to solve the problem of healthcare in America, it's impossible to argue that without at least implicitly blaming President Obama's contributions.
You know, if there were some sort of cost to solving healthcare, and you could just throw a bunch of money at it, that'd be great. But it doesn't work that way. Because of central control. Central control is always a failure. You know, you don't have to look too far back to see a myriad of examples of it. You can see it happening right now in Venezuela, in fact, where these bureaucrats, they make decisions arbitrarily because they're not subject to the market signals. They don't know what people actually want and what people actually need. So they just make these decisions about what healthcare should look like and who should get what and what should be allocated where. And when they screw up, there's not really much accountability for them.
They might not get elected next term, but hey. I mean, they're not going to jail or anything, or you know, they're not going to have to pay whatever money is lost through their error. Right. That gets filtered down to the taxpayers. So, I mean, there's no real consequences.
The consequences are on all of us because the costs get driven up and up and up, and you know, the people that go to a hospital aren't faced with paying a bill, so they don't care about receiving whatever services they're getting. They're not even concerned about the price of those services. They're just, oh, great, free health care, load me up. If it's free, give me as much as I can possibly take. So they're in there for the sniffles. They're in there with, you know, whatever minor issues it is that, that you know, they have come upon them. Whereas a lot of this stuff, they just get over naturally if they just wait it out and drink some water.
This is
or
true.
Whatever. And so, you know, all these costs just start building up and building up. And then you end up in a situation where government starts rationing. So first it's free, and then it's, well, okay, it's only free
to the young people, to the young taxpayers. Right. Olders, you know, you just gotta sit out for another month or six months. If we can get to you, then you know we will.
That happens in you know places with socialized health care where people have to wait and they die while they're waiting, or get more sick, or the tumor spreads, or whatever.
Yeah. Carrying on with this article, what's more, Sanders' spending programs are aimed at offering free things, health care and public college primarily, for everyone. Sanders has dropped the pretense held by some liberals and progressives that government spending should focus on the needier elements in society. Even as he rails against income inequality, Sanders is proposing to pay the health care and education of all Americans, even its richest. So, you know, that's one thing about Bernie is... He isn't any different than Hillary or any of the people, or the progressives that he's running against. The only difference is he's actually admitting what he wants to get done in the long run.
And, you know, credit to him for that. What credit is due? 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number here, and you can share your thoughts on Bernie Sanders or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And a special guest host has joined us for the last half hour.
Dun, da, da, da.
Mark is arrived from his fireman's meeting. Hey,
King. Yeah, hey, how's it going?
King Mark.
Yeah.
What sort of things did you cover at the meeting tonight that our listeners need to know about?
Well, I don't know that we covered. It's very important this time of year to think about chimney fires. Yeah. So
creosote.
It's coming up in a couple of months, right?
Right. But when do you want your firefighters to train on this? Do you want them to train on it in January, or do you want to train on it in September?
It was cold today too.
It was. The heater kicked on. One thing that I keep getting reminded of every time we do this stuff, and I go to there's several chimney fires a year, is it's a bad idea to have fire inside your house. If you can keep the heat source outside of your house in any way, shape, or form, that's a better thing.
Makes sense.
I recently did a fire call. Regular furnace, what we do oil heat here. It's very common. Something happened and the carbon monoxide was building up in the house. The people didn't notice anything wrong, so they turned off the carbon monoxide thing that kept on bothering them, waking them up, right? And we got the call. We ended up going over there. We took the monitor, and their house was, it's bad news. When carbon monoxide bonds with the hemoglobin in your blood, it doesn't just go away in an hour or two. Mm-hmm. It can take days to off-gas carbon monoxide, and longer than that, depending on the situation. So, I mean, this is terribly dangerous stuff, and you should make sure that you check the batteries in your fire alarm and it should be a... You should have both a carbon monoxide and a fire alarm detector, and usually they're combined. Make sure you check your batteries, and this stuff, it's so important.
Well, that's not even something I would think of right off the bat when it comes to a oil furnace. I mean, if I had a wood stove or a coal stove,
wood stoves are the big perpetrators.
But yeah, but an oil furnace. I mean, there's just a little bit of a flame going on, and
fire in your house, man. It can be bad news. It makes me glad that I have an outdoor wood boiler, and it just moves warm water through the house.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Colorado. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. The Mark and Conan.
Hey, Mark and Conan. How you guys doing?
Hey, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have discussed it on the show. I haven't heard you guys discuss it recently, but this year Congress reauthorized the Drinking Water Protection Act. Did you guys hear anything about that? It was H.R. 212.
I haven't, but it makes me fear for our drinking water.
Yeah. My water seems to be just fine, and I don't know if it's under threat from anyone who's trying to hurt it. So I don't know why it needs to be protected. But when you tell me what it's about, Mike, just do me a favor, back off your phone by like an inch or two. You're a little bit distorted.
Sorry, I used the headset. And that's why I have a booming voice. Is that a little better?
Okay.
It's good.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what happened? I don't know if you guys heard about what happened in Toledo this year. They shut down the entire city's drinking water, or maybe it was last year, because they had an algae bloom in it.
Yeah, I remember that.
So the backstory of this, and I didn't find this out until later, is these algae blooms are usually harmless, but some of them have something called a cyanobacteria. So these little bacteria, which are also not too bad and can be treated by...
I had to hit the dump on that. I think it was an accident. I want to let you keep going, but please be careful.
So they poop out a little cyanotoxin, and that cyanotoxin can't be treated by the municipal water supply. So they can treat with chlorine and UV and all this other stuff, but they can't get out these cyanotoxins. So the EPA completely... They were issuing warnings for all these drinking water supplies, saying, there's no way we can safeguard the safety of these things. There's no way we can ensure the safety of these things. And they had to rush this bill through Congress to essentially say, look, there has to be these new guidelines for what happens when these waters are contaminated with these cyanotoxins. So it looks like the reason why now we're suddenly getting these things when we didn't have them 10 years ago, with these more toxic algae blooms, is because the soil load has taken on so many years' worth of these nitrate fertilizers and toxins that they're now running off into the rivers, and the natural predators for these little bacteria, like shellfish and called filterfish, like oysters and stuff, they're dying off.
Hmm. Oh, and don't forget global warming.
I think probably far more directly related just to all the stuff where people that don't want to farm their own food or have a little garden, I'm guilty of it too, but we'll often buy stuff that's produced with chemicals that maybe are having a direct effect on the water. So there's now no way that they can safeguard these keep these cyanotoxins from getting into the water. So the only recourse they have is just to shut down the water system when they contaminate it. So from the side of people who produce their own water or off-grid people or preppers is maybe knowledge of this to know what's going on upstream from them, because a visibly clear stream can have these things in them.
Okay, so what do we do about this?
So this act, the Clear Water Act, is that what it's called? Hold on.
Water Protection.
Protection. Has this already been implemented? Is it in the works, or are they still working on it?
It was voted in this year, H.R. 212, the Drinking Water Protection Act, and they reauthorized it to include these new cyanotoxins. I think the takeaway for people with an alternative mindset, especially ones that are maybe more prepared than your average person for possible disasters or accidents, is to just be aware that there's some of these toxins that they're not going to be able to remove by conventional means.
Yeah, so you'd have to do it in your house, that kind of thing?
No.
No,
you just can't do it? You can't remove these things?
You need those shellfish. I guess you can put those in your tub of water, or if you can keep them alive.
There's even been talk about weaponizing these cyanotoxins just to remove.
Wow.
Or introducing some other elements, some other biological elements that could, do battle with these.
Distillation would work, right? I mean, they can't handle evaporation, right?
The toxins, those usually can't, they have a relatively high vapor pressure and they usually can't pass through distillation. So if you're in your house, if you can boil water and capture it or put it over a wood fire and capture the steam and recondense it, that should work. That should do the job. It's a laborious process, but it does work.
Yeah. There are machines.
I'll take my chances.
There are machines that do that. And it's unlikely that you're going to have to deal with it where you are.
Why?
Because you're not dealing with a lot of industrial arse farming in the area.
Okay.
We have terrible soil. New Hampshire's main exports are tree sap and rocks.
Yes, and supposedly our issue are the pollutants, the little air particle pollutants, which I think is a big load of crap. You got a lot of the people here in local government who are always complaining about how hard it is to breathe here. I have to say, this is one, the cleanest
place. How hard
place
it is to breathe here.
They say there are times when it is humid. I mean, we were looking at the map the other day at the archives of the very polluted days. I think it's a load of bull. But yeah, they're trying to do away. They're trying to get rid of our wood stoves, Mark, because they say they're polluting the air. And good God, this is the cleanest place I've ever lived in my life. I don't know what they're talking about.
Mike, final thoughts. Go ahead.
Definitely not get rid of wood stoves. Those are terrific. But I think one of the things about pollutants that you really can't see is sometimes the cleaner the air is, when you have tropospheric ozone pollution, that kind of pollution is actually more dangerous when the air is clean because there's nothing in the air for it to attack, and you end up breeding it.
Hmm. Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. One of the things that's pretty nice about being in New Hampshire is the water's darn good here.
Oh yeah. I used to
right
have
out of the tap.
I used to have a under-the-sink filter system. I had a big old monster
in
tank,
Tennessee,
and I had three different filters that it went through. I still have it. I guess I'm going to sell it because I don't need it here. Water is so good.
Right out of the tap. I mean, really, it's impressive.
Mine just comes down rolling down the hill.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We have just enough time for you if you want to join us here. And, of course, join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Victimless crime spree. It's the third anniversary. Don't forget to check that out. The remaining moments are coming up.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. GunsAD.com. Go to GunsAD.com now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. We have just a few moments remaining tonight, but no big deal if you don't make it tonight. We do the show live 7 nights a week with you in the studio. You've got Ian,
Mark,
and Conan.
Conan's here courtesy of Black Sheep Rising. Don't miss those episodes over at blacksheeprising.org. And let's see here. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Charlie, listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
What's on your mind, Charlie? Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment about your no-name caller, Dave. in Arizona. Anyway.
You mean Dave in New York, who hit and run, was involved in a hit and run today
and admitted to it and right. Laid out the entire crime scene for us.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah. Well, see, the thing is, at least in Arizona, the only motor vehicle tickets that they can write are for DUI and reckless driving. And you'll notice when you're in these parking lots, most of them will have signs that say, not responsible for loss or damage. That's because they're private property. And so
this comes back to something you were saying. I don't think you're right that they can only write tickets for just, you know, those two things. You can get speeding tickets, too, I imagine, in Arizona. But Conan, you, it's I'm glad you brought this up, Charlie,
well,
because
that would be reckless driving. It wouldn't be just.
They don't have speeding in Arizona?
No, just as I said, DUI.
But you can speed on private property, though, right?
What's that?
You can set up a racetrack anywhere as long as it's on your property and go as fast as you want. Am I right?
Well, yeah.
But if you're on public.
Of course. If it's private property, they can't cite you. But wait, Charlie, are you saying that if you're in Arizona and you go 100 miles an hour over the speed limit or 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, there's no difference in the fine?
Well, no, there is, because one would be classified as reckless driving.
But the other,
the other one classified as just
but
speeding,
just
I guess.
Bumping a car
DUI?
In a parking lot, you're not going to, that's a civil matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, that much you're right about, Charlie, and that was one of the things, Conan, you looked up was, or you talked to, I forget where you got the info, but you had told me during one of the breaks that if you hit somebody and run on the government's highways,
that's hit and run, for
then
sure.
Then they'll arrest you. There's a criminal charge there. But if you hit a car in a parking lot, then they can't arrest you because it's on private property.
You got to do all the work yourself.
Thanks, Charlie, for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you here. I don't believe for a moment they don't have a speeding ticket in Arizona, however. That would be shocking to me.
I would agree with them that a sufficiently high speed is reckless driving, though.
Yeah. Let's talk to Dean. He's calling from Canada. I'm not sure which part. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live. Is it Ottawa? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Ottawa.
Welcome. You're on Skype, and you sound great.
Thank you. I just wanted to share a little bit about my experience of running for office. I'm currently running for Member of Parliament here in Ottawa.
How many members of parliament are there?
You're not that guy on the back of the goose, are you? That stupid video that came out?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, I do. I'm running with the Libertarian Party of
Canada. Good. That guy is horrible.
There are currently 308 members of parliament, and with this election, they're upping it to 338, I believe.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of representation, because Canada has a tenth of the population, about.
Yeah, I think it adds up to about 100,000 per district.
Hmm. That's pretty impressive. That's essentially the equivalent of the U.S. having like 3,300 members of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, and there is a plan to continually add more members of parliament as the population.
What do they get paid?
I think about $150,000.
Oh, what
a base salary! And after they serve 6 years, they get a pension.
Yeah, nice.
So what? I know you're planning to tell us something about your run, but I guess we don't know much about Canadian politics. Has the Libertarian Party in Canada ever won an office?
Never have.
All right.
The highest any candidate's ever polled in an election is 4%, and that was our leader, and he ran in a by-election last year. So we're hoping to get 5 to 10% in a few ridings this year. To hopefully get some recognition. But the main thing that sticks out for me with running is what's required to get your name on the ballot, especially hearing about places like New Hampshire, how easy it is to get on the ballot. So here you have to collect 100 signatures of people in your district who approve of you being on the ballot. But the real obstacle is you have to put down a $1,000 filing fee that is refunded to you after the election. But for me, that's just totally limiting because I'm running with no budget in my election for my election campaign, but if I could, I'd be putting maybe $500-$600 toward the campaign itself if I didn't have to put down that deposit. So that's really limiting for me.
Wait, a deposit?
Yeah, it's a deposit.
Yeah, it's refundable.
It's a refundable deposit that you get back months after the election once they've verified your expenses and that you followed all the election rules.
Interesting.
I think that sounds better than a lot of filing fees that are here in the United States.
You don't get those back in
the
United States.
Sometimes it's $1,000 to run for president just in New Hampshire. Is that correct, Ian?
I don't know, but that sounds plausible. In New Hampshire, though, you can pay $2 and run for state rep. So it's
true.
Running for the local state offices here.
But lots of kooks come to New Hampshire to run for president, and New Hampshire is first in the nation, so they have a high rate.
So, how does it normally go for a libertarian up there? I mean, do you guys get ignored by the press? Because that's how it goes here.
Yeah, absolutely. Up until this election, really, the party was a non-party at all. We've seen a lot of growth in our party in the last few years, and we're going to be running between 100 and 150 candidates across the country. That's the most that the party's ever run.
Did you guys follow the whole Ron Paul thing?
Absolutely. I know myself, and I'm sure many other libertarians in the party, Ron Paul was kind of a catalyst that got them into libertarianism.
I know Mark Emery's a huge Ron Paul supporter, and he's a big political guy.
But he's actually supporting the Liberal Party, which is kind of a center-left party, because they have a cannabis legalization platform, and he says that's the most practical way to get cannabis legalized in Canada. But the really interesting thing I found is that I'm still not actually officially registered as a candidate yet. I haven't had to put up the $1,000 yet. But being a candidate or being even a declared candidate with someone who has the intention to run has got me a lot of attention from the media that I otherwise wouldn't have got. So, I mean, I still plan to go through with it, but even if someone decided they weren't going to actually file, just declaring your intention to run as a candidate can get you a lot of press, get you a lot of opportunities to get your message out there. I mean, for the last week or so, I've been doing interviews every business day of the week. So it's already feeling like it's worth my while,
wow,
at least in the effort
how
I put in.
How did they get the, I mean, how did they figure out that you were running if you've only, like, filed some kind of an intent?
Well, the election period started in, like, August. The election's not actually until October, but, I mean, I'm listed on the Libertarian Party website. My name's on the Wikipedia page for my district, so... and I have been putting out some press releases and letters to editors and whatnot.
Cool.
But I'm really just trying to use the media to my advantage with this campaign, because after I put down the $1,000, I have nothing left to spend. So, like, another interesting thing is I've got some journalism students at the university who are doing a 5-minute documentary about my campaign. So I'll be using that as campaign material, since I can't spend any money on videos of my own or production of my own. So
now, the Canada has, what, four parties besides the Libertarian Party and maybe some other minor parties out there?
Yeah.
So they're kind of used to more than one, you know, candidate running. It's not the same as the United States, where the winner takes all in an election, is it?
No, you elect your representative in your district, and then... then within the House of Commons, those representatives kind of form a government together. But it's all based on party lines. So whichever party has the most representatives elected, they will end up forming government, and their leader will become the prime minister.
When you elect your local MP, how does that MP get elected? Is it, there's five different people running for the same office. That would never happen here in the United States. So is it based on just whoever gets...
It's whoever wins the most votes in that district gets the seat, which is, a lot of people see that as a problem, because often the person who wins the election is winning with 25-30% of the vote, rather than actually having a clear majority. So there are efforts to kind of institute a proportional representation system.
Dean, what's your campaign website?
I don't have a website yet, but you can look me up on Facebook, Dean T. Harris, Libertarian.
And Dean, you were one of the first attendees of Keenvention back in 2013. Would you recommend people attend Keenvention?
Absolutely. It was a great experience. It kind of lit a fire under me to try to get active in some sort of way.
Cool, man. I'm glad to hear that. Good luck with your campaign. Let us know of any other interesting developments as it happens. And thank you for the call tonight via Skype. Dean from Canada. And you could come to Keenvention as well. We'll all be there, I imagine. Keenvention.info is where you can go to learn more about it. It's October 30th through November 1st. It's $60. Get you in for the entire weekend or Bitcoin. So it's up to you how you want to pay. Go to Keenvention.info. We'll look forward to seeing you there. There are going to be great speakers and panels. And it's really a good time. It's the third year for Keenvention. Don't forget to check out more of Conan over at blacksheeprising.org. And Mark and I will see you tomorrow night on Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.